Unfortunately, I saw this movie called Mortal Engines.
And wait a minute. You gotta set it up.
And welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to discuss Mortal Engines, the 2018 blockbuster epic from director.
All right, okay.
Christian Rivers.
Christian
Rivers did special effects on a lot of Peter Jackson movies. And Peter Jackson's name is attached to this movie very loosely because he has co-produced, technically co-written, this movie.
Well, you said Peter Jackson's attached. How?
This is one of his boys. This is one of his cronies that worked on a lot of his movies. Anything Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson gets a pass. And he's a good director, except for that terrible King Kong movie. His buddy, Christian Rivers, was a storyboard artist on some of Peter Jackson's movies, namely Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. He also did visual effects on Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. He also was a second unit director, which means he's the director for stunts on The Hobbit. Peace Dragon, which was okay movie. Not sure why Peace Dragon needed stunt coordination. Peter Jackson looked out for him and attached his name to this piece of crap.
Damn, man.
Now there's more to it.
Sometimes helping your friends don't work out if it's that bad.
So it's not helping the friends, man. Look at this.
The movie kind of starts off with this chick that has a mask around her face. Somewhere being between any of these YA novels that is a post-apocalyptic world and someone's attacking where they live. This all takes place in London. There's a guy, Tom, that works at a museum. He notices that some weapons have gone missing. He tries to bring it up to his superiors. They don't do anything about it. There's also another character that she is also a scientist. They decide to go down to the slums for one reason or another to help Tom do some further investigation, who is met by Hugo Weaving, father of the chick that Tom is with. It's a chick with the mask on the face, if you've seen all the commercials. She tries to kill Hugo Weaving. Tom interferes, breaks it up, starts chasing her. Since this all takes place in the sewer, she's about to fall off into the abyss of nothingness. And she says Hugo Weaving's character has done evil things. He's not a good guy. He killed my mother. Basically pushes herself off of him so she can die or run away, whatever the heck happens. She just basically runs away. Tom's character tells Hugo Weaving that, hey, well, I tried to stop her. I tried to help you out. But she started saying some stuff about how you killed her parents or killed her mother. He's like, well, what else did she tell you? And then he tries to kill Tom, push him off into the chasm. Essentially, what you have is Tom and Hera trying to find their way back. And then also, ultimately, to kill Hugo Weaving's character, who is just generic bad guy. And there's also some random crap about quantum weapons and fusion inverters, and I don't care. All these books suck. Tired of seeing all these dumb YA adapted novels. The time has passed for all this stuff. No more of these movies. No more Divergent. No more Maze Runner. No more I'm Number Four.
You're talking about basically these teen dramas?
Yes.
Teen, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they're done anyway, I think.
Like, I'm the chosen one, and all of a sudden, I need to defeat the big bad adult because they are evil and they're trying to take over. It doesn't matter. Like, all these movies like this are done. That's why Divergent failed. That's why this movie failed. This movie sucks. Hugo Weaving, like, why are you in this crap? If you didn't even want to do a Marvel movie, which would have guaranteed you success, but you're in this crap just because Peter Jackson's name is attached to this, because you were in one of the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
People need to stop attaching Peter Jackson's name to crap like this, because it does happen a lot. Oh, well, Peter Jackson somehow put a dollar down on this movie, and all of a sudden, brought to you by Peter Jackson, the visionary behind Lord of the Rings. Kind of. Because this dude should not be directing, and this movie sucks.
Damn, man. Was this his first directing gig or something? Was he that bad?
It's his first feature. Much. It's his first feature. He did second unit directing, which means you just kind of fill in, do some directing for stunts. It's just generic. Again, every other YA novel that you have seen, every little bit in every little manner.
Was so messed up. I agree with you 100%, but there are always going to be movies like that, man. It's always going to be some type of movie that the teenagers have to rebel against the adult. I don't think it was as popular as it was, you know, with the whole Twilight, all the movies you mentioned before.
Oh, God, I hate that movie. Vampire Academy, Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, Percy Jackson, The Golden Compass.
What's that other shit?
The Host.
That came out about a couple years back. I think it had Mark Wahlberg in it. And like the girl died or something like that.
Keith is the bookworm of the Beast Game Podcast. Are you reading YA novels? When was the last time you read a YA novel that involved a teenager all of a sudden in a post-apocalyptic world trying to defeat the evilness that controls their world?
Yes, I have. And it was pretty awesome. Sorry. We may have one more batch coming out.
Which one is that?
It's a book series by Brandon Sanderson.
Is that the dude that doesn't write his own books?
He probably wrote this one because they were pretty short. Reckoners, I think. All right, so let me give you a brief synopsis on this one, then you might take it for what you will. The Reckoners series is a young adult series by Brandon Sanderson, who's pretty inventive. Essentially, the synopsis is that a mysterious comet called Calamity goes into orbit around Earth. The object is causing certain people to get superpowers. But when you get superpowers, it doesn't make you a superhero. It basically turns you into an asshole. So the first novel in that series is called Steelheart. The guy who gets these powers is called Steelheart. He basically can turn anything into steel. He's got super strength, super speed, but he basically transformed all of Chicago into a steel city. And essentially anyone else who's got abilities like this, they all invariably become enemies. So it's pretty much a post-apocalyptic world where the supers have run around. They've kind of carved up the world into pockets, into little mini fiefdoms. The story centers around the young adult hero. Basically, his father believes that these guys can become heroes one day. And during the course of an event, Steelheart murders his father, and he vows to kill Steelheart for it. The book's about him coming up with ways of killing or defeating a guy who's invulnerable, who has superpowers, with a normal person being able to defeat a person with superpowers. With the comic book market being as huge as it is, I anticipate this movie whenever it comes out. That should be guns blazing with that one. We got one more left.
Yawn. And
oh shit.
No more of these post-apocalyptic.
Okay, it's coming.
YA novels. They all follow the same formula. They all have the same arc when it turns into a movie. And there's nothing different about this compared to Divergent. I'm just tired of it. Can't take any more. And for that, this movie gets a 3. Don't see any redeeming value. This is one of those movies that comes out, and then you're like, oh, that movie came out? When you watch it on TNT or TBS or FX, decide to turn it off because you found something else better to do. And that's Beast Game Podcast.